Tourism is booming in Cuba. Those numbers may increase with an announcement by the Obama administration yesterday to ease travel restrictions there. But Cuba might not have the resources with its limited number of hotel rooms, rental cars, and private restaurants, and that could limit future tourism growth. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, this weekend's visit by Pope Francis will certainly put Cuba to the tourism test.
September is usually the low point in Cuba's tourist season. After all, it's almost constantly raining, it's extremely hot, and the threat of hurricanes is high. But you wouldn't know it by stepping into one of Havana's overbooked hotels, its growing number of crowded private restaurants, or the thousands of private homes opening up to paid visitors.
Hola, Gabriela.
Just a few blocks from Havana's iconic Sea Promenade, Gabriela Garcia Rodriguez shouts down to me to come check out her second-story two-bedroom rental apartment.
That's the bathroom. This is one of the bedrooms, as you can see.
Garcia, a recent university biochemistry graduate, charges about $40 a night for the modest accommodations.
It's surprising.
Surprising, she says, because business has been bustling even during the summer months. But since the U.S. and Cuba announced warmer relations last December, and Garcia signed on with San Francisco-based Airbnb, which started operating on the island a few months ago, she's been nearly solidly booked. According to official figures, the number of tourists visiting Cuba this year may even break last year's record of 3 million visitors, due largely to a 35% jump in American tourists. But international visitors from Latin America and Europe are making the rush, too. Garcia says they all tell her the same thing.
I want to visit Cuba before it changes and before they put McDonald's in here and all. People say that.
But with just around 60,000 hotel rooms on the island, the tourist industry is straining. Havana has only a handful of five-star hotels, and even those are plagued with faulty elevators, power outages, and spotty internet. Traveling buddies from England, Andy Cummings and David Beer, are on a diving trip to the island and spending a few days in historic old Havana.
Havana's a crumbling beauty. You know, a really interesting place to come to.
Both say they don't mind the lack of creature comforts. There was no water in their hotel during a few days of their stay. Beer says Cuba requires a heartier traveler.
I know Americans like to have service. You know, in England, we don't get a lot of service.
Some of that service is coming. Yesterday's announcement of the U.S. easing restrictions on travel, investment in telecommunications and banking rules will help. Carnival Cruise Line says it will start educational trips to the island next year, and American Airlines is looking to add a direct L.A. to Havana flight. But Colin Laverty, who's been leading people-to-people cultural tours in Cuba for years, says glitches are still aplenty.
Delays with flights, you have trouble with baggage, and then you have challenges in terms of the quality of hotel rooms and quality meeting expectations.
Laverty, whose bookings have been booming this year, says the Pope visit and the huge influx of tourists is definitely a test for Cuba. He says most of the time it looks like everything here is ready to burst at the seams and fall apart.
But at the end of the time, most people come to Cuba with an open mind and an open heart, and they leave happy.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Havana.